The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Mythology Explained YouTube channel. Please note that there are two narrators for this podcast, myself, Silas, and Zach. Please enjoy.
Hey everyone, welcome to Mythology Explained. The topic of this video is Garrus, the Greek god of old age, especially the frailty and feebleness of old age. He was depicted as a bent and brittle man, kept upright only by the grace of his staff, vigor and vitality sapped. More specifically, Garrus was a daemon, a categorization of minor gods that were personified spirits, that existed to personify aspects of life and the human condition. Garrus personified old age, his name the actual word for old age in ancient Greek. Most often he was used as something of a curse or lamentation, as the sad end the road of each person's life ultimately leads to, provided no untimely demise struck first. Old age is inevitable just as time is inexorable. People become pale shadows of their former selves, the last vestiges of strength stripped away until the jaws of death come to sunder soul from body. Conveying this is a passage from Homeric Hymn 5 to Aphrodite. Harsh old age, Garrus, will soon enshroud you, ruthless age which stands someday at the side of every man, deadly, wearying, dreaded even by the gods. Beyond being the decrepit state people wilt to in their final years, Garrus, of course, also features in Greek mythology's genealogy. He was the son of Nyx, the primordial personification of night, who independently produced a multitude of children. Together, they account for many of the harsh and inescapable realities of what it means to be human. Among them were Thanatos, death, Hypnos, sleep, Eris, strife, Moros, doom, Momus, blame, Oisus, misery and suffering, as well as many others. Philotes, friendship, stands out as an outlier of this otherwise dark and dismal brood. Garrus's antithesis was Hebe, the goddess of youth. She was the cupbearer of the gods, serving ambrosia and nectar, the food and drink of the gods, at heavenly feasts in Olympus. She was the attendant of Aphrodite, the goddess of love, beauty, and desire, and she married Hercules after the hero ascended to Olympus and was granted godhood. Hercules was also antithetical to Garrus. He was the greatest of Greek mythology's heroes, his strength dwarfing that of any other, his accomplishments eclipsing those of any other. He slaughtered monsters and fought against gods. His power was the acme of mortal might. The contrast between the two, Hercules as the epitome of strength, Garrus as the epitome of infirmity, was juxtaposed in works of art, such as on this Athenian vase of the 5th century BC. In the image detailing this vase, Hercules appears the very picture of puissance, while Garrus is diminutive and diminished. With one hand, the hero holds old age back, the other poised to deliver a crushing blow with his club. The scene showcases the dichotomy of youthful strength and aged weakness. Garrus's Roman equivalent was the goddess Senectus. Mostly she's described as lurking around the entrance of the underworld, one of an odious cohort of gods best avoided. Other gods she kept company with were those who personified the hardships of life, like hunger, distress, want, fear, strife, shame, grief, and pain. She was also depicted as withered and hunched, propped up by her staff, her shrunken, failing frame clung to by sagging skin. And that's it for this video. If you enjoy the content, please like and subscribe. Thanks for watching.